My name is Charles Harrison, frequently called Chuck. And I met Henry and Ellie Glass in approximately 1950. I came to Chicago from San Francisco to study design, and which was how I came to Chicago. And Henry was one of, in fact, the first industrial design instructor that I had to chance to study with. And I have to say, looking back, that he probably set my course, and certainly influenced a lot of my early development, and even later during my career, after I became professional, we maintained friendship all the way through until Henry left us. And Ellie was always present to support of Henry, and actually to me to some degree. She's a very warm person. I don't need to tell you more about her. I suppose you have heard a lot. But they're very wonderful people, and I'm very privileged to have crossed Henry's path. He set for me a very solid foundation for design, industrial design, which I was able to build on and have a successful, what I would consider a successful career. A person of color in Chicago in the 50s was as a professional, was very rare, unless you were a doctor, a lawyer, or a minister or something. But as a business person, we were rare people. And many of those professions are in the ones that I just mentioned, the medicine and law. Most of those people worked for themselves. They were self-employed. However, if you were a professional of a chemist or a designer or an architect or something, you usually had to find employment with a corporation or a company, which was extremely difficult. To get employed, I, for instance, walked streets of Chicago for a very long time looking for employment, and was referred to places by classmates of mine who knew me in college and in school, and would recommend that I go and check an opening. But as soon as I appeared in the place, they no longer needed anyone, which is an old story, and most of us have experienced that. Same thing. And Henry, however, was one of the people, was the person, really, who helped me really get started. I, as a professional working in a place, I had an attempt at Sears Roebuck was really the first to attempt to hire me. And after the first or second interview out there, the manager of the design department told me that he could not employ me, that he was embarrassed to have had me go that far with an interview that he could not complete, but that he had learned that Sears Roebuck had an unwritten policy against hiring African Americans or people of color, for the most part. And but I did get some employment there as a freelance designer for a while, which I was not allowed to come into the facility and work, but I could work at home and bring my work, build them for it, and they'd pay for it. And about that time when that budget ran out at Sears Roebuck for my engagement, I had a stroke of luck from the heavens that Henry called me and asked me if I would come and work for him, which was the first time I had a place to work inside a professional design organization. And life went on from there. Henry did not need to interview me again because he knew me as a student, and he knew me as both an undergraduate and a graduate student. And so he knew who he was hiring. And so I went in and worked for Henry for quite a while, probably a year or so, and wanted to expand my design experiences and moved on to other types of design. Henry was primarily centered in furniture, And I wanted the capability of designing anything that came across the plate. And so I seeked another opportunity. And fortunately, after working for Henry, other people took me on as an employee without any issues. And I was probably out there as a professional designer for somewhere close to 15 years before I ever met another African-American designer. And when I did meet the one other one that was in America, we thought we were the only two for a long time.